11:16 SEN. Breakfast with Frank and Ox for Melbourne Airport parking. It's where you park. melbourneairport.com.au.
At 26 minutes past 7, hope your Thursday's shaping up well. Ox, were you superstitious when you played? Did you have any particular rituals or things that you did before?
No, I just like to get to the game early, earlier than anyone, other than Darren Cowell, because he used to sleep there. No, I just like to get there early. I'd never like to be running late. I used to panic if I was running late. That was it.
I didn't, but we had a bloke that liked to put his shorts on very, very late in the piece, and he got almost up onto the ground one day. And I looked and I said... You haven't put them on yet.
How long are you going to leave it?
He'd forgotten.
But apparently our next guest has got a whole locker room of superstitions about playing football, but he likes to win too. It must be working for him. Adam Treloar, who's joined the Collingwood Football Club this year, enjoyed last Friday night more than most, I'd imagine. He joins us here this morning. G'day, Adam. How are you going?
Going well. Thanks for having me.
Okay, mate. What are some of your podium finish superstitions? What do you have to do before or after a game to feel good about it?
Well, after a game, I don't generally have to do superstitions. Well, I don't do superstitions as long as I've done it before the game and I know that I've ticked them all off.
Okay, go through them.
Well, it's wear red jocks, shave my legs, watch The Simpsons.
Yes.
And put my clothes on left side to right side first. So,
did you say shave your legs?
I wouldn't even know that. Yeah, shave my legs, yeah. I did it one time. It was one of my first games in my first AFL game. It would have been maybe my third game, and I shaved my legs that day, and it was my best game up until that date. And then I just did it from then on, and yeah, now I do it every game.
Even on a 5-day break?
It does, mate. I do it no matter what, whether I've got prickly legs, whether there's no hair to shave off, I still do it.
Hey Adam, do you shave your legs while you're watching The Simpsons just to save a little bit of time, or
yeah,
do you do them separately?
Exactly, because I like to relax quite a fair bit, and I give myself maybe half an hour to prepare. And while I'm in the shower, I can chuck the DVD on the laptop, watch The Simpsons while it's on the toilet, and then I can shave my legs at the same time.
So if you cut your leg while you're shaving, you go, oh, dong.
Yeah, I do tell him like that, yeah.
Hey, Adam.
I'm really experienced now. I don't tend to cut my legs anymore, so.
Multitasking at its finest, Adam.
No, unbelievable. Yeah, you know, the funniest thing, Adam, when you were talking about this, I thought it was entertaining on Friday night. They played at halftime of the footy. Was that you said that you'd cut your superstitions in half. So I'm really curious as to the ones you threw out.
They weren't as big. They were... just stuff. I used to go out onto the ground and I used to have to kick a goal at both ends. Like, I still do that. That's on and off, but it's a bit hard now because, well, playing for a big club like Collingwood, there's always stuff going on before the game, so I can't get out on the ground and do what I want to do, so I have to cut that out and I only focus on the main ones now, so yeah.
Adam, what did Trent Cotchin say to you in the last quarter, and then what did you say back to him in the post-match just after the game?
I was just a little bit of banter, just basically something along the lines of like to speak too soon, and it was all good fun when he said it, and then obviously we won, so I said
did he have a crack at you about not going to the Richmond Footy Club?
No, it was just fun, like good banter, like obviously it wasn't just him, it was pretty much everyone, but it wasn't
70,000 Tiger fans were telling you exactly the same.
It was pretty much all of them, but it wasn't anything sinister or anything. It was just all good fun, and everything just gets kept out on the footy field.
Now, you were about to say what you said to him right at the end.
Yeah, I said I forgot. I said, "Geez, I got lip read. I forgot what." You spoke too soon. I said you spoke too soon, mate, and I gave him a wink. So, yeah.
Always all fair in love and war, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Always...
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he'll be coming out firing next game. I know he'd love to play us next game, so I look forward to that as well.
Adam Treloar is with us from the Collingwood Football Club. Did it feel like you stole that one last weekend? And does that make it actually more fun to win when you pinch one like that?
Absolutely. You're spot on. We were very lucky. Luck fell our way, obviously, when you consider that the ruckman of our footy club was standing there in the crumbing position to kick the winning goal. That doesn't happen too much. But... yeah, we absolutely did. We were very lucky to come away with a win. I mean, we had good patches in the first quarter and then good patches in the last quarter and maybe a five-minute burst here in the third quarter. But from the second and third, we were pretty disappointing, actually. They had a lot of chances to really put us away. And I think to our credit, though, in the last quarter, obviously, the last 10 minutes, we really hung tough and We come back to the basics and we won contested footy and tackles and yeah, we were lucky to pinch the win.
Adam, you'd had a bit of experience against the Sydney Swans, good rivalry between GWS. When you got up there in round one, you prep all pre-season for that game, to be treated by Sydney the way the Collingwood were, was that a blow? Was that a real kick in the guts for not only you but the club?
Yeah, mate, spot on. It was disappointing. I mean, we were all shell shocked. Honestly, we felt like we had a really good build up to the game, which we did. We did everything right. You know, we didn't never once got ahead of ourselves or nothing. We never misjudged the opposition. But as soon as we got out there, it just seemed like all that went out the window, and we were overawed by the occasion. And you could just tell Sydney were much more hungrier than what we were. And you know, we were disappointed, and we reassessed, you know, a couple of days after the game, and we got over it, and we said, you know, we got to focus on Richmond this week. And yeah, we don't plan to play like the way we did against Sydney too much.
Oh, we're talking to a gun Collingwood midfielder, Adam Treloar. Adam, what's it like going from the smallest club in the AFL competition to the biggest club in the competition?
Oh, it's huge. The biggest thing, obviously, for me is just the atmosphere of one, the club and the fans as well. Like, you come to training and there's always people here. There's always fans here, the same fans when up in Sydney, like you've rarely seen that, and just the way they're so passionate. And I know there's people passionate about the Giants, but for Collingwood obviously have a massive history. It's just crazy. Like I'll come in and I'll see the same people, and I'll get in at 7:30, and they would have been there since 6, and I'll be thinking, what are you guys doing here? Like, shouldn't you be asleep? Like, it's 9 degrees outside. You should be going to bed. You shouldn't be here watching this train. But yeah, I think that's the biggest thing for me. And obviously, the history is much different. Obviously, the Giants only been around for, you know, 5 or 6 years, where the Collingwood have been around for ages. So, you know, it's refreshing because, you know, there's a history to look back on and be proud of.
Now, did you know Mark Allen before you got to Collingwood?
I'd heard about him, but no, I didn't know him too personally or anything.
How are you going with the podcast with him on a weekly basis?
Yeah, good. He's a good character, Mark. I like him.
Does he tell you any stories?
A little bit. A lot of his golfing stories, because he loves golf, obviously.
Do you know that he was home tucked in bed by the time that Grundy kicked that winning goal on Friday night?
Well, he told me that he was up celebrating.
Oh, come on. He's gone by half-time.
He said he was kicking the dirt at the back. So whose side am I meant to take, yours or his?
No, take his, because you're working with him on a regular basis. Bucks, big reason why he went to Collingwood was Nathan Buckley. You've said that many times, that you love the way that he presents. You love most things about him. Just what has Nathan Buckley meant to you since you've arrived at Collingwood?
Well, you know, he just gives me the confidence, I suppose, to be me and just be me as a person and be me as a player. And I mean, no disrespect to Leon. Leon was very much the same, but you know, I've known Bucks, you know, since I was 16, really. He coached me then, and he hasn't changed. The thing is, I've said, he hasn't changed. He's still got that hunger to be the best at what he does. I mean, if he could still play, I know he would play, because he's the most competitive person I've ever met in my life. But, yeah, just the way he always tells me to be me, and not just me, he tells the players, just be you, give yourself to the group, and give yourself to anyone you meet. Just give your 100% self, and you know, you never know how far we can go, and I just love that about him, and yeah, I just love working with him. He's been fantastic for me.
Adam, taking on the Saints this weekend at the MCG, before the game, you'll be shaving the legs in the shower. What's your all-time favourite episode of The Simpsons one of your favourites that you go back to regularly?
Oh, mate, there's so many I could go through. Like, I actually can't pick one out here. I like the one where Bart gets he finds out he has an evil brother named Hugo who lives in the attic.
That's a great one.
I don't know if you've seen that one.
I've seen it, mate. Yep. That's a beauty.
That's probably my favourite one. And my other favourite one would be when the children of Springfield steal the radios and they start causing crap on the adults of Springfield and start saying they're doing this, and all these zombies come out.
So we know all your secrets.
That's it. You
spotted
that. Maybe you've got a
super secret. I just don't shave my legs, Adam. That's the only thing I don't do.
Yeah, that is a good run. Yeah.
Adam, don't go. Hey, Adam, do us a favour.
Yep.
Don't change.
Yeah.
Just stay the way you are, okay? Don't let any media person try and groom you and change you in any way, because you are a breath of fresh air.
Good on you, mate. Enjoy the weekend. Thanks for talking to us. We'll catch you again soon.
Yeah, See ya. Thank you.
Adam Treloar.
He's great.
He's awesome. He's Collingwood good, fans, get down to the Holden Centre for late for open training. Don't get down there at 6 a.m. But you could. He'll be there. He'll say hello to you. Watch the players run around from 10:30 a.m. Get your jumper signed from your favourite player. And it has to be Adam Treloar. Because he's the best. CollingwoodFC.com.au for details.
KB just had a heart attack out the back. Could have picked up a good one and missed out. He's a beauty.
He's a ripper.